Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. I'm Jay.
And I'm Alex.
And we're going to start with our first story today.
This ad is brought to you by Carzuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
Formula E, not to be mistaken with Formula One, is coming to the Land of Smiles. Mm. The government of Thailand, under Prime Minister Srettha Thavisin, announced plans to host the prestigious Formula E electric car racing championship, highlighting the country's commitment to electric vehicles and sustainable development. This decision follows the Prime Minister's discussions with Formula E executives and reflects Thailand's significant shift towards EVs, with 40% of all car orders being for EVs since last year. The event aims to stimulate the economy, enhance infrastructure, and support carbon emission reduction policies. Chiang Mai is being considered as a potential location for the championship, which could elevate Thailand's status as a regional tourism hub. Additionally, the Prime Minister's engagement with French businesses, including Accor and Michelin, indicates a broader strategy to attract international investment in sectors like hospitality, fashion, and automotive, further supporting Thailand's economic and environmental goals.
Yeah, so I'm embarrassed to admit this is the first time hearing of Formula E ever. Yeah, I did not know that that was a thing.
Well, there's actually like Formula 1, 2, 3, 4, and Formula E.
See, the numbers make sense to me, but here we are with this letter all of a sudden. Yeah. No, but
last week I spoke about a story where the Prime Minister came out and said that he's going to bring Formula 1 to Thailand, which would be amazing news, being a big fan. Big drop down, I would say, from Formula 1 to Formula E. It's still kind of, you know, getting up to speed. And are people as excited to watch electric cars as, you know, the
engines
of the Formula One sport?
They're zippy, but I feel like half the fun of the sport is the half the fun of the sport is the roaring of the motors, though, too. I'm just thinking of the
just the use of adjective there tells me everything I need to know about you know about racing.
Yeah.
They're zippy.
Indeed. Swiftly, glorified golf carts. All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Rude.
Sorry, FE. Come back. Anyways, on to our next story. So, more motors on the way. Mm. Apparently, Thailand and France are coming together to make the kingdom's aviation experience a little bit better. That's right. So Thailand's aviation sector is poised for a significant transformation through a collaboration with France, as announced by the Thai Transport Minister. This strategic partnership, established during an official visit to France, aims to enhance Thailand's aviation industry in preparation for future demands. Discussions with France Director General for Civil Aviation focused on the ongoing Memorandum of Understanding on Technical Cooperation, targeting advancements in aviation capacity, the development of vertical takeoff and landing drones, urban air mobility vehicles, cybersecurity enhancements, and the adoption of sustainable aviation fuel for decarbonization. Additionally, engagements with private companies like Satis and Volocopter emphasized investment in Thailand's aviation sector. The talks also covered the Southern Land Bridge mega project involving deep water ports, a motorway, and a railway system, showcasing international interest from companies such as CMA, CGM, and Artelia, hinting at the promising future for Thai-French aviation cooperation and broader infrastructural development. Wow, that was a mouthful, that story. Yeah. But no, it sounds good. Any sort of improvements to Thailand's infrastructure, I'm going to welcome. Yeah. I come from, obviously, America. We do infrastructure pretty good.
When was the last time you went on a trip and had feedback such as, the flight there was amazing, though?
What do you mean? Like, to Thailand or from Thailand?
Well, anyway.
I don't think I've been on a nice flight and 20 years, I'm not sure. Seems like the whole state of the industry has gone downhill, personally. Yeah. But hopefully going the other way.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to our next story, which is a little bit of a shocker. Now, severe thunderstorms are expected to rock the upper regions of Thailand. Stay safe, everybody, because the Thai Meteorological Department issued a warning about severe summer storms anticipated to hit the upper regions of Thailand, particularly emphasizing the risk in the lower northeast southeastern areas due to a high pressure system from the east combined with moist winds from the south and southeast. The public is advised to exercise caution, avoid open spaces, unstable structures, and to protect agriculture assets. The forecast highlights Nakhon Ratchasima and Buriram as provinces likely to be heavily impacted. Additionally, a broader warning covers 38 provinces across northern, northeastern, central Thailand, and Bangkok with potential for thunderstorms, strong winds, and hail expected from March 8 to March 10th. Residents are encouraged to stay informed through the TMD's website and hotlines as the Department of Disaster Prevention and Mitigation remains vigilant in monitoring these atmospheric conditions.
Yeah, I don't know. Is the storms coming early? When does rainy season start for us?
Soon.
It is starting soon? Well, I guess it's coming a little early for the north. Yeah.
It starts a lot later than expected and lasts a lot longer than expected.
Well, maybe we should change our expectations. I'm not sure.
True. But what are we without expectations, Alex?
Yeah, I don't know. We're not the weathermen. Does anyone believe the weathermen anyways?
We're from the city now. Mm-hmm. I think it's safe. I've been here 2 years. I can say I'm from the city. Mm. What do you actually feel about the rain? Does it actually spoil any of your plans, or do you just kind of dash to the place that you want to and just squat there for a couple of hours?
It does spoil my plans, yeah, I gotta say. I've definitely been on a bike before where I think I can beat the rain, and then I definitely don't beat the rain, and I just show up soaked, and it's definitely a pain in the butt.
It's always a sad and funny moment when you're already on the motorbike, and you're on the way, and it starts raining, and even the driver's like, yeah, man, let's just, and then both you and the driver are waiting for the rain to stop.
Like something like that. Yeah. No, it's happened to me. Okay. But it's going to happen again soon.
All right.
Get ready, everybody.
Yeah.
So, our next story. So the upcoming cannabis regulations are sparking a lot of controversy on both sides of it across the Land of Smiles. So, yeah, that's right. What was that? Thailand's cannabis industry, thriving since the decriminalization of recreational marijuana in 2022, faces potential regulatory overhaul as the government considers reining in its unfettered growth. Bangkok has become known for its cannabis culture and symbolizes the industry's expansion, with about 20,000 dispensaries opening nationwide. However, the health minister proposes to restrict cannabis use strictly for medical purposes, with heavy fines for recreational use. This shift aims to control the rapidly expanding sector, distinguishing between medical and recreational use amid concerns over public health, youth exposure, and the blurring lines between different uses of cannabis. Business owners and industry advocates argue for sensible regulation over outright bans, fearing negative impacts on small businesses, tourism, and medical research. The proposed legislation has sparked a debate, with some seeing it as necessary for sustainability and others as potentially disastrous, risking pushing the market underground. This regulatory uncertainty underscores the complex balance between economic opportunities, health concerns, and political interests in Thailand's evolving stance on cannabis. So what do you think, Jay? Are there too many dispensaries in Thailand? Is there too much weed here?
Are there too many dispensaries in Thailand? Who am I to say yes or no to that question, because it's given a lot of young Thai entrepreneurs an opportunity to do business.
Yeah. I mean, you think about that number from like a consumer's perspective, you're like 20,000, that's too much. We don't need that many. But each one of those is somebody pouring their heart and soul into a business that they believe in. Yeah. And it's not just it's tons of Thais. It's also tons of Farangs too.
Yeah.
People coming from territories where it's still illegal, right? You have no idea how many people I know from Japan or Taiwan or Korea who are coming to Thailand to open up stores because they can't do it back home. Yeah. That's a lot of foreign investment money coming in because they're given the opportunity here.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You know where I stand.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens with the law. We'll keep you up to date regarding that story. For now, we're going to move on to our next story. Alex, do you know what do foreigners or tourists love when they come to Thailand?
Canals, baby.
That's right. Because what could be a promising tourist attraction has been neglected. Mm. The Bangkok Metropolitan Administration has responded to criticism over the neglected state of the Khlong Ong An Canal area, once promised to be a tourist attraction. Images showing the deteriorated condition of the area, with parked vehicles on an unfinished footpath, abandoned artistic graffiti, and homeless individuals have led to public outcry. BMA officials, including the spokesperson and deputy governor, explained that the footpath is still under construction by the Public Works Department and not yet under the BMA's jurisdiction. Measures are being discussed to prevent unauthorized parking, and actions are planned to address the presence of homeless people, aiming to maintain the area's appeal and safety. The BMA intends to revitalize tourism in the canal area with outdoor events for the upcoming Songkran Festival, highlighting their commitment to improving the situation. Hey, look, everybody likes to go through a canal.
It looked nice once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
apparently not so much these days.
Long, long ago.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, you know, you gotta have pride in the city, right? This is something where city administration has to be able to make sure that these places stay clean so that the people who are coming around and walking and, like, yeah. you know, spending their money to come here and be tourists see a nice place, not some stinky canal. But yeah. Well, anyways, on to our last one.
Come on, BMA, take over.
Do
bring
something.
Bring back the glory days of canals.
Indeed, I like the canals.
Bring back.
Nice to have canals in the city. I use them public transport all the time. I like them.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyways, I got a fun weird one for you here at the end. So, what appeared to be a human hand floating down a canal, was not.
Oh.
And sparked some comedy, actually.
Nice.
That's right. So in Samut Prakan province, a supposed human hand spotted floating in a canal stirred panic among locals and authorities. The alarming find in the Klung Hua Ko near Hua Ko Market prompted a swift response from Samut Prakan police and volunteers. However, upon inspection, the supposed human appendage turned out to be merely a discarded rubber glove, much to everyone's relief and amusement. This incident led to shared laughter among onlookers and officials at the scene, as what was feared to be a grim discovery was simply a case of mistaken identity. The mix-up provided a lighthearted moment for the community, highlighting the importance of not jumping to conclusions. That is quite a terrifying picture, I gotta say.
It is. It looks like how does that look like a rubber glove? There must be something inside. Did they tie it up? I bet someone was like trying to like they tied it up with water.
And then
just like let it float, freak out some people.
I suppose. Like who knows what the story is behind it, but it would shock me. If I saw that, I would definitely try to call the police.
Yeah.
And we'd all laugh at the not body that we pulled out of the canal. That'd be wonderful.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, those are some of the stories from across Thailand today. There are, of course, more stories on thetiger.com. Mm. For now, we're going to take some comments from the comment section.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.